And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and so pleased to have back in the studio. Normally we get her in here once a month, but it's been a couple of months since Jane was here. We gave you a bit of a summer break. Jane Paul from Crow and Early On, welcome back.
Yeah, they do let us have holidays once in a while.
Exactly. But, you know, we're going back into the whole school thing now, and we're, kids are, it was September, it's kind of like, even though it's not the new year, it feels like a new year, the end of the summer, and we start to move on to different things.
It does, and I don't know if it's my age, but boy, did this summer go fast.
Didn't it?
It did.
We're talking about that exact same thing. Like, I mean, it's not over yet, right? And we always gauge it by trailer season for us.
Right.
You know, so we've still got, I guess if I'm looking at it now, we've got 2 months still, but it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, and I mean for us, and we have our big sprinkler party tomorrow morning, so out at the mill of Kintail from 10 to 2 tomorrow. It's all free. Donations to the mill are always welcomed, so we can keep them going. But we have this wonderful sprinkler party, and for me, that's the epitome of summer. That's telling me that, well, we're almost through, because I'll be down in the river all day. Mm-hmm. We have mud kitchens, we have nature art, we have drumming, we have water play, all aimed at families with kids 0 to 6, but we get a variety of people. We get hundreds of people out. So that's my highlight of the summer.
It is, and it's interesting that it comes towards the end of the summer. It's the same thing a lot of people would say the Perth Fair, you know, is
right,
a big deal
right.
for them, and that's the end of the summer for most people, and that's, you know, the swan song, the big event, but they love it. So same deal with this. I love the idea of this event. Basically, and I know that this is putting it in very broad strokes, you bring these kids down, you say, go ahead, get dirty, learn while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's our favorite thing to do, and I think that's why. And I, like I said, I get to spend the day in the river, so you can't have a better summer than that. We love it. It's just, you know, remember to bring your own lunches if you're coming down. Come and join us. There's no fee for parking. We've got all sorts of stuff set up. Bring your towels and your sunscreen and your lunches and come and enjoy.
And this is going on from what time tomorrow?
So from 10 in the morning. It's open from 10 in the morning till 2. We're there early, of course, to set up, and then we're there afterwards to clean up. But that's the main event. We even have the fire trucks coming in, and they set up the official sprinkler that you get to run through in there. It's just an absolute blast.
And over the years, I'm sure you've seen people come back to this thing year after year, because it's just one of those events that is one of the things that they can't miss.
It is. And I think, I mean, to me, it's a part of what we're talking about today. We're going to talk about mental health. And to me, going out and having fun times like that, where everybody's, you know, having a good time and working together and learning, and you don't even know you're learning, that's all a part of promoting positive mental health.
Which is awesome. And again, this is taking place at the Mill of Kintail tomorrow from 10 until 2, as you said. And everyone's welcome, kids up to the age of 6.
Well, we're geared, all our events when we're with the Early On and with Crow, we're geared 0 to 6 for the kids and all the adults that are involved with them. But we have lots of kids that are older coming in as well. I mean, you can't lose at the Mill of Kintail. It's just a wonderful place. We have story walks, there are trails, there's the play structures. It's just, there's so much for everybody to do. So come on down.
Yeah, and I have to say again, it's one of those you're free to get dirty event. Anytime you're going into something called a mud kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not coming out clean. Thank you for that. And we do want to talk about mental health and supporting children's mental health, which is a conversation that we have had many times because there's so many different ways that it is achieved.
Well, I think it's just such a big part of what we do. And you mentioned that it's school time again. So lots of kids going back to school, lots of kids starting school. And so mental health just comes into that. It's an important part of what we're doing in there. You know, when we talk about heading to school, one of the things we're always telling parents is, you know, be positive about it. Have a positive attitude towards it. So when you promote it, the kids get a good feeling about it right off the bat. And that's a big part of how we support mental health in general, right? We want, mental health is really about how we cope with life, how we manage life, coping with problems. It involves healthy social skills, just managing life in general. It's also about meeting those developmental milestones and the emotional milestones that go with it. And so school is all wrapped up in that as well. So everything we talk about with mental health is going to go towards the school because, you know, the entrance back into school, because we want to create a positive environment. We want kids to feel safe and secure heading there. We want them to be safe and secure while they're there. We want to listen to their feelings about it, right, and then respond to what they're bringing up. And it's, you know, a lot, anytime there's change, and again, that change from summer to back into school, we need to be aware and open up the area for talking about feelings. So we listen and we respond. And that's really a lot of what mental health, positive mental health is about.
And I think too often people will throw deception in there, and that's not really what you want to do at all. It's all about honesty and, like you said, being positive about new situations.
It is. And that's an interesting comment, because absolutely, we don't want deception in there, but we also want to talk at the child's level. So if we can go back, you know, speaking about COVID, we've all come through that. One of the things we said at the beginning was, you know, no lies about this, but talk at your child's level. They don't need to know all the ins and outs and the scary stuff when they're 3 and 4, right? But they, you know, there's certain things they need to do. So when you're talking about mental health, when you're talking about school, when you're talking about change, make sure you're talking at that child's level in there. So let's break it down a little further. Are you good for that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so really, what do kids need to have positive, strong mental health? The first thing is a strong, caring relationship. And that comes from all sorts of areas. It can come from family, right? We raise our kids. We have grandparents in there. We have daycare. Lots of our kids spend time in daycare. You can have strong, caring relationships there. And for our older guys, strong, caring relationships with their friends as well. And that's the paramount, because you've heard me say again and again, it always comes back to that relationship. So what is a strong, caring relationship? Again, those kids are feeling safe and secure. We spend time with them, and you spend time with your little guy a lot. You were just out to the railway museum.
Absolutely.
Right? And that's a good time. And you want to have fun. So you pick those things that are fun, but you also set limits in there, right? You have boundaries with them. And that's what strong, caring relationships are all about. So along with that comes that wonderful word, resilience. We want kids to be resilient, and we want to be resilient, because parenting and grandparenting kids, it's hard, and we need to have resilience in there. So again, a positive attitude. We want to set it up so that things are positive in there. We want to help them learn about problem solving, right, and setting those things in there. A big part of it is helping them with perspective, being able to look at things different ways, seeing other people's point of view, so that we remind ourselves that, you know, even though we feel strongly about something, there may be another way to look at these things. So when your kid is melting down, when your child is having is really stressed out and not coping well, we stop, we take a big breath and say, okay, hang on. Is there another way to look at this? What's really going on here? So that we can step in and help them with the choices they need to make at those times. Trying different ways out, right? Using their power and control, because as kids are growing, they need to try out power and control. And that's, I mean, here we are back to the sprinkler party. The sprinkler party is all about stepping in there in the mud kitchen and in the stream and using your power and control to you know, make what happens happen. So that's a big part of it in there. So that's the beginning of mental health in there.
It's really interesting. Like, I'm just going to go back to the positive attitude part there. And I was thinking, you know, with my little guy, when have we done this and how has it been successful? Two things came to mind immediately. One is going to get his hair cut. He asks to go get his hair cut.
Nice.
Yeah, which is fantastic, because he knows, it started out, he knows that he's going to get a sucker. At the end of it, they always give him a lollipop.
Yeah, right? A planned reward is a good thing.
Absolutely. So the last time he was like, can I get my hair cut? I'm like, really? He goes, yeah, I want a sucker. I'm like, okay, why not? And so, but when he goes there, it's such a positive experience. They do such a great job in making him feel comfortable. The other one is the dentist. And we have these pictures of him in the dentist chair, literally with his hands crossed behind his back. They give him sunglasses because the light is so bright.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got his legs crossed in the dentist chair, and he just loves going.
And that's what it's all about, right? Setting up that positive environment. He obviously feels safe and secure, and so things aren't a threat. It doesn't kick in that system we have for dealing with troubles and problems and threats.
And I will just say this, when it comes to school, he's been and visited his school once. He knows where it is. We drive by it all the time so that he can see it, and we're trying to do that same thing.
Exactly, and that's raising that level of comfort and that positive attitude as well. When you're in there and your comfort level is big because you've been there, and I'm sure, get those backpacks out, get those new shoes out, have picnics, get stuff out of your lunch kits, put them back in your lunch kits, have a place to hang them up, learn how to dress yourself. Those are all skills that create a positive environment, a positive attitude, and raise your comfort level. So again, we're not kicking into that fight or flight, right, that causes problems. And a big part of that is another part of mental health. It's that self-esteem piece, right, where we feel good about ourselves. So how do we help kids with that? We show lots of love and acceptance. We praise and recognize those efforts that you're talking about, right? You may have a hard time getting into stuff or remembering to put things back, but we praise the effort even if you're not successful. So that, you get that can-do attitude all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And we show interest, like you said, taking him to the Railway Museum, and I know he loves being out at your trailer, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, show interest in the activities and interests that he has so that he feels like, he belongs and he's a part of it. Everything we do involves, that sense of belonging, having kids engaged in their life so that they have some power and control in there. We give them all sorts of chances for expressing themselves, whether it's verbally, whether it's physically, whether it's through art and music or anything you're doing, through physical affection like hugs and kisses and things like that too. We need to allow them to express themselves, and we need to listen, because one of the most important parts of supporting mental health is the fact that you feel listened to and you have your feelings respected. So kids need to feel all those feels. Even if it doesn't make us very happy and they get upset on it, they still need to feel those feelings. We can accept all those feelings. We put limits, of course, on the behaviors, what you're allowed to do when you feel that way. It's okay to be angry. It's not okay to hit someone else, right? So we limit the behaviors, but we accept those feelings and then we work through them, right? And we provide lots and lots of opportunities for them to tell us how they feel. That's a huge part of what we do.
Now, we just have about a minute left here, but it's also important too that this, like we talk about this collective we, it's the village, like your parents, the grandparents and so on, because I know we're speaking to so many different people.
And the teachers and the daycare providers and the people at playgroup, and our friendships, it's all of those things in there.
Yeah, and all making sure that it's consistency, because these kids need that consistency and routine.
They need consistency and routine, but sometimes we forget that we also need to model stepping in when you're not coping, being kind and empathetic and helping out. Because sometimes we get stuck in that consistency and we forget that it's okay to model in, hey kid, you're not doing okay, I'm going to give you a hand. Because we want them to be able to do that with us as well and to the people around them. And sometimes we get stuck, nope, I've got to be consistent, I can't step in and help them. And then we forget that we also need to model that piece as well, so that is a part of the skill set they have.
Jane, is there any final bit of information you wanted to pass on before we let you go?
Just that we're doing a lot with mental health these days. So in September, you'll get our calendar for parent ed workshops from September to December. We've got a couple of special ones coming up. Kids Have Stress 2 will come up. Usually right about after we have that honeymoon period in kindergarten, we do Kids Have Stress 2. And then we're going to do one for adults called Supporting Children's Mental Health. And we'll take some of the information we talked about today, we'll go into more depth and we'll talk about it and give you some ideas on how you can be helping to support that positive mental health.
Well, we're looking forward to having you back in September. We're going to go back to having you back in once a month, whether you like it or not.
I always enjoy being here with you.
Well, we appreciate it too, Jane. As always, great information. Thank you so much for coming in. And do want to mention one more time that the Sprinkler Party is going tomorrow. That's Wednesday, August 16th. At the Mill of Kintail from 10 until 2. Get ready to have fun and get dirty.
Yeah, and crowlanark.com will keep you up. That's our website. It'll keep you up with everything that's happening.
And great Facebook pages as well.
Absolutely.
There we go. Yeah, we're sneaking it all in there for sure. Jane Paul from Crow and Early On, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm Bob Perreault. That's it for today. Another edition of In Focus. Thanks so much for listening. We will talk to you again tomorrow.